Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and each week I meet with military veterans to learn about what they do, how they got there, and any advice they'd give to veterans seeking to do the same. Today, my guest is the founder of My Military Loans, Michael Fuller, for episode number 204.
Well, Justin, I can't tell you how many horror stories I've seen of individuals that wanted to get into business, but they had nowhere else to turn. So what we're trying to do right now is let people know that there is an alternative, not only to conventional lenders, which always require collateral, that have other lending requirements than the SBA, but more importantly to what we refer to as predatory lenders. So I've seen individuals borrow money on credit cards, and a lot of people will come to them and they'll say, look, you can borrow money on these credit cards up to 18 months, maybe 24 months, interest free. By that time, you know, your business is going to be making money and you'll be able to pay it back. Well, I'm here to tell you that I know several individuals that have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, up to $80,000 worth of debt now on credit cards that weren't able to get to the point where they could pay them back. And now their interest rate, in some cases, is over 30%.
Well, my guest today, Michael, is a great example of someone who, after 27 years of military service, goes on to a fulfilling and very different civilian career. His company, My Military Loans, has funded over 81 military veteran companies. He shares more about My Military Loans and this process, as well as his advice for aspiring veteran entrepreneurs. Many of the businesses he helps fund are franchises, so be sure to check out the show notes, which feature over five other episodes I've done related to franchises and entrepreneurship. So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Mike Fuller. Well, joining me today in White Springs, Florida, is Mike Fuller. Mike, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Thank you, Justin.
And a special thanks to Nick Gray from episode number 178 for making the introduction to Mike. For listeners, I want to give you a background of Mike. He is the founder and the CEO of My Military Loans. He retired as a lieutenant colonel on April 30th, 2017 from the United States Army after completing over 27 years of military service. Mike entered into the United States Army on December 5th, 1988 as a private first class, where he served over 10 years as an enlisted soldier, promoted to the rank of sergeant. And Mike was commissioned in March of 1999 as a first lieutenant and subsequently rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel. So Mike, maybe to start things off, what prompted you, what led you to start My Military Loans?
Well, Justin, I wanted to do something where I could stay connected with the military. So as you indicated, I joined when I was actually 31 years old, and I turned 32 in basic training. I was looking for something different to do in life. It was the best decision I ever made. I would have kept serving, but the mandatory, what they call MRD, mandatory removal date, came up. So I left at age 60. That was April 30th, 2017, as lieutenant colonel. And prior to leaving, my last job was as executive officer with 5th Medical Brigade for 3 years. I had, at that time, developed a desire to continue to help the military. My Military Financial Services was started as a way to provide funding to veterans, active duty personnel, and their spouses for startup businesses. That, therefore, I wanted to stay connected with the military, being able to do and help military veterans obtain funding for startup businesses, which I thought would be the perfect way to continue that relationship.
I love that, because so many people in the military and so many veterans either start a business or would like to start a business. And so it seems like you're serving a real need if you're able to help them get the funding to get their idea or their company off the ground.
Absolutely. So I've been doing this now since October of 2017. And since then, we've actually funded 81 individuals using the M5 loan product, which is exclusively offered by My Military Financial Services. Nobody else offers this loan product. So what we did, we worked closely with the SBA to develop a product along the lines of the 7A and Veterans Advantage loan program. We rebranded it as the M5. M5 indicates all five branches of the military. That would be the Army, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines. We have special advantages within the M5 program that allows veterans to get funding that they can't obtain elsewhere. Certainly not through predatory lenders, and certainly not through conventional lending institutions.
So how does it work? I mean, could you walk us through like what that process is like?
Certainly. So the individual would approach us with a desire to obtain a loan. We would do an introductory phone call explaining the advantages of the M5 loan program. Some of the advantages are the scoring is relaxed. So if you're a military veteran who served honorably or who is still serving, and that includes active duty, National Guard, and reservist, or respective spouses of those groups and veterans, you would be eligible to be considered for an M5 loan. So the criteria for the loan, again, you would have to have a 685 credit score, no more than $15,000 worth of credit card debt, the ability to do an 11% cash injection prior to your loan funding, a net worth requirement equal to the loan amount, and an income that would be between $60,000 and $80,000, depending upon the loan amount that you requested. So, for example, if you wanted a $100,000 loan, you would have to see an income of approximately $60,000. If you wanted $150,000, a $150,000 loan, we would see an income of $80,000. Now, the neat thing about the M5 loan, again, is normally the SBA, and this is an SBA product, Small Business Administration, 85% of the loans fully backed by the SBA. There's no other loan product that the SBA offers that has that degree of backing. So that's important. Normally, the credit score, as I said earlier, is a 710. It's been relaxed to 685 to qualify for the loan. Normally, there's post-liquidity closing requirements. There is no post-liquidity closing requirement for this particular loan. The cash injection requirement has been reduced by over half. And if you are still serving or if you've been separated for the last 5 years, there's no net worth requirement and no comparable credit requirement. Comparable credit meaning you have to demonstrate to the bank or to the lending institution that you made a loan of a similar size and were able to pay it back. So it has some very good advantages. Additionally, it's a non-collateralized loan, so there is no collateral required to secure the loan. It's off the records bookkeeping. The interest rate, currently the interest rate for this loan is 7.75%. It is a variable rate, and the way the SBA determines the interest rate on loans, it's the Wall Street Journal Prime, which is currently 5%, plus an SBA fee of 2.75%. So that's how we come up with 7.75. Now, the rate can go up or the rate can go down depending upon how the Fed manages the money and the interest rates and determining what the economy needs. If the economy needs to be induced into more cash flow, they'll normally lower rates. If they think the economy is too hot and they want to cool it off, they'll normally raise rates. The good thing about this loan, though, is the cheapest money you'll ever find. It's simple interest. For example, right now, if the loan were to go up to 8% and you had a $150,000 loan, your current payment would be $1,800. After the rate increase of a quarter point, your loan payment would go to $1,820. So for every quarter point rate hike on a $150,000 loan, the payment goes up about $20 a month.
And just to make sure I'm understanding, so just to dig in a couple things you said. So you said, first of all, you said the SBA loan is backed by the SBA. Why is that important to have it backed by the Small Business Association?
Well, the Small Business Administration is a success story in itself. It was started by General Eisenhower back in the 50s. It's one of the few government agencies that are totally self-sustaining. So it has done much to increase productivity in this country. Everyone knows that small business and entrepreneurs are the ones that really fuel the economy. I think the last statistic I saw, that was that 70% of business owners are considered to be small business. So the SBA and the current administration, President Trump, have taken a very aggressive approach to get veterans into the business world. And the sole purpose of that is to make sure that veterans, number one, have every advantage they need to succeed if they choose to be entrepreneurs. And number two, the ulterior motive, of course, is that as veterans become entrepreneurs and enter the business world, they're able to contribute to the economic success of our country. So it's a win-win situation. The important thing about the SBA providing 85% of the total loan amount is they want lenders to know that this loan and the SBA and the current administration are very serious about putting their money where their mouth is. So therefore, with an 85% guarantee, if these loan products were prepackaged after a bank purchased them, they can be sold on the secondary market with no problem whatsoever. So there's a large demand for those individuals that are willing to invest into our country to purchase these loan products once they are available and the loan is made to veterans and those products are repackaged and sold by the bank. So therefore,
gotcha. It's like it's an extra incentive. Yeah, it's an extra incentive for people to loan money through this vehicle because the SBA is backing it. Is that right? It kind of gives people an added reason to do it. Yep.
There's no risk involved whatsoever with any individual loaning money to a veteran because the SBA has said, we're going to guarantee this veteran's loan at 85% of the total loan amount, which there is no other loan out there with that high guarantee rate that the SBA currently offers.
And then you also said something else I want to make sure that listeners understand. You said there's no post-liquidity closing requirement. What does that mean?
Normally, for post-liquidity closing on a standard SBA loan, they want to see at least 30% of the total loan amount. So, for example, if you were borrowing $150,000 and 30% post-liquidity was required and you had to do a cash injection of 20%, so let's say 20% of, under normal SBA guidelines, of $150,000 would be $30,000, they would still want to see a $30,000 post-liquidity amount in your business account once the loan closes. So you would need actually $60,000 to get into a SBA, normal SBA 7A loan, where with the M5 product for $150,000, all you need to get into the loan is $17,000. Mm. So that's huge. So you can see the difference. It's almost $43,000.
And you had said, I believe you said you funded over 81 different veteran companies or veteran spouses companies. Could you give us a sense of like what are some of these companies? What are people using this money for?
Well, the majority, Justin, of the individuals that we funded have gone into franchise businesses. Now, the good thing about franchise businesses is they're turnkey. There's a template that's already established. So the majority of people that fall in on a franchise, first of all, have taken a long and studied approach determining what business model would best suit them. The neat thing today in the United States is there's almost 4,000 franchise opportunities available. All those have certainly, of course, aren't the right ones for each individual. So what happens normally is that each veteran or active duty person that's considering getting into business will either work through somebody such as a coach or a mentor or contact a company, a franchisor, so to speak, and ask them what is available to suit their interest, and they'll go through their interest as far as what business that might appeal to them. So the majority of the loans that we make, about 97%, are for franchises. The other 3% are for startup businesses. Now, some of the startup businesses that we've seen include a management firm that actually goes in and looks at individuals' economic status and tries to make sure that everything within a company or an organization is flowing properly and they're getting the best benefit or bang from their buck. I have an individual right now that I'm working with who's done that for almost 10 years, and now he's starting his own business where he does a management company where he actually goes in, takes a look at the flow process, improves their flow process to the point where they become more efficient and generate more income. I just had recently just had a master sergeant get out, and he started his own home auto repair business where he travels around. He has a mobile truck and he travels to people's homes, and he does oil changes, alignments, tune-ups, and diagnostic work right out of his vehicle. So those are some of the businesses that we've helped start through the M5 program.
That's great. And for listeners, I'll put in the show notes. It's great to hear that you support a lot of people in franchises. I've done a number of different episodes, about five so far, about different aspects of franchises. And that's everything from veterans who have started a franchise to veterans like Nick that support franchise development. And so I'll put those in the show notes. But if you're interested in a franchise, those are great to listen to. And it sounds what you're doing with My Military Loans is an incredible way to make it easier to get into a franchise and have the money to put down to start that.
Absolutely. That's our goal. And one thing about franchises, and you mentioned Nick, and Nick's aware of this, and Nick is a very good source for any individual that's wanting to take a look at a franchise. He could provide you with a lot of information on the details of franchise ownership and why franchises are great for military veterans and military personnel. The reason they are is that studies have been done, and that most military veterans and that have decided to go into the franchise world and become business owners are a lot more successful than the standard civilian off the street because of the fact that military, they know how to take orders, they know how to follow orders, they know what to do in order to be successful. So when you're given a template and someone tells you this is what you need to do next, veterans are more than willing to follow those directions and therefore be successful.
That's great. And I'm curious, you know, also for you, you spent 27 years of service in the military. What was it like starting your own company after that?
Well, I can tell you right now that being a business owner, as opposed to working for someone and being given a paycheck, I guess, or earning a paycheck, so to speak, it's a whole different world. It's really, you have to do a gut check when you step out and become a business owner. Right now, I have myself and three other employees, so I have bi-weekly payroll that I have to meet, and you're always cognizant of that in the back of your mind, not to mention all the other costs, leasing, the fees for utilities, advertising, phone. So everything that you probably took for granted before you became a business owner, now you're painfully aware of. So you're striving very hard to make sure that you not only have enough money to show profit, but more importantly, you have enough money to keep the doors open. It's been enjoyable over the last 10 months. It's certainly been an eye-opening experience. But I would tell anybody who's considering starting a business, make sure that you're ready for the challenge. Again, it's not a whole lot different than what we did in the military. Come up with a good mission statement, follow it, pay attention to detail. Make sure this is what you really want. And then when you commit, don't look back. Every day that you get up, it's a different day. The advantages of being a business owner is that you are in charge of your own destiny. It's up to you whether you succeed or fail. And I think that's probably the best thing about being a business owner.
That's great. I mean, I feel like having started a company myself, I felt like I had a tremendous amount more empathy for every commanding officer that I served under in the military, because it's just, there is, like you said, I was worried about making payroll and providing for my employees, and that was just, you know, financial safety for my team. And then I thought back in the military, I was like, man, these people had my physical safety, financial safety, like all these other things weighing on them, and it can be so lonely in that position. But I love that. I love that you point that out for listeners.
Well, I think it's important. Anybody that served in the military for a considerable amount of time, especially if you retired from the military, you're in a leadership position. So what you're doing is taking those skill sets you developed as a leader in the military, which, let's face it, the military teaches you to be a leader better than any other institution, I think, in the United States. So you can take those skills that the military is instilled into you, take those to the next level, become your own business owner, take that risk. And what they say is, you know, no risk, no reward. And make sure, again, that that's what you want to do. Do your homework, do due diligence, prepare yourself for that next chapter in your life. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you do step out and become a business owner, because not only are you going to help yourself and your employees, but you can help the community, you can help our country, and you can be a shining example to others who may be considering doing the same thing.
That's great. And I guess maybe one thing to kind of step back to my military loans, because there is a lot of you know, a lot of awareness now about predatory lenders. What should listeners know about that? Like, if someone is thinking of starting a business, they're thinking of taking loans, what should they be aware of that you know, that there is these predatory lenders out there?
Well, Justin, I can't tell you how many horror stories I've seen of individuals that wanted to get into business, but they had nowhere else to turn. So what we're trying to do right now is let people know that there is an alternative, not only to conventional lenders, which always require collateral, that have other lending requirements than the SBA, but more importantly to what we refer to as predatory lenders. So I've seen individuals borrow money on credit cards, and a lot of people will come to them and they'll say, look, you can borrow money on these credit cards up to 18 months, maybe 24 months, interest free. By that time, you know, your business is going to be making money and you'll be able to pay it back. Well, I'm here to tell you that I know several individuals that have $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, up to $80,000 worth of debt now on credit cards that weren't able to get to the point where they could pay them back. And now their interest rate in some cases is over 30%. And so just imagine trying to make a payment with 30% interest on credit cards with over $60,000 on those cards. I really feel for those individuals, and I would caution most people that are considering going that route, please don't go that route. Talk to a financial advisor, talk to me. I'm always glad. I tell people, look, even if you don't get a loan product from us, even if you don't pursue the M5 loan, I'd still be happy to talk to you and share my experience as far as funding and lending is concerned, so you don't make a mistake. Get yourself into a position that's really going to affect your credit and your financial history for the rest of your life.
That's great. Yeah, I remember when I first started my company, the phrase that stuck with me was that everything took 10 times longer and cost 10 times more than I ever expected. And I can imagine for these people, if they get that advice about credit cards, it's going to take a lot longer than they expect to start making money and start being able to pay that off. And it seems awful to think of them having that such high interest rates on those credit card bills. So in that sense, you know, at the current rate of 7.75% interest rate, that's seems like a very comparatively great deal, and is not one that's going to keep them in debt, but it allows them to get their business off the ground and start getting out of it.
It is. It's a structured loan product. You know what your payment's going to be. The only unknown is, where is the Fed going to do next as far as interest rates are concerned? But remember, if the Fed decides to hike interest rates, all loan products are going to go up across the board. So the SBA loan, the Wall Street Journal Prime plus the 2.75%, that's always going to be the cheapest money out there. You can't find anything any cheaper. And you're right when you say a factor of 10. What I tell people is, the first 24 months of your business, if you can get through the first 24 months and make sure you're capitalized properly. And one of the things I do, and one of the services we provide when someone decides to fund through M5, is we do projections with them. I sit down and walk individuals through the projections that would require analyzing the first 24 months of operation. And we make sure that we have the loan properly capitalized before we pull the trigger on the funding. So that's something that people can know we provide, and that the SBA wants to see. The SBA actually requires a projections document and the loan application package so they can see what the plans are for that particular company going forward over 24 months to make sure that they're properly capitalized in the case there is a problem along the way, that they have enough cushion to get over that hump and start making money again.
Awesome. And I'm just kind of curious if there's any resources like books or podcasts or conferences or programs that you would recommend to listeners if they're interested in either raising capital, if they're interested in startups in general, or just anything that's helped you in your own career that you would recommend they check out.
Yes, I would recommend anybody can Google this. You can Google SBDC, Small Business Development Corporation, or Small Business Development Centers, and those are run by the SBA, and they're specifically there, and the advice they offer is free, especially to veterans. Also, Veterans Business Outreach Centers, VBOCs, or there's a VBOC, and if you Google VBOC, VBOC, and SBA, it will bring up the local VBOC for your area. Those are available for veterans to go ahead and research and find out what it would take to get business. Again, that service is free. A lot of the states, for example, Florida right now has a Florida Entrepreneur Veterans Association, and most states have a Veteran Business Association. A lot of the colleges in the state of Florida do have a business outreach center specifically for veterans. So there's a number of resources out there. Additionally, Syracuse University has a Boots to Business program that's closely aligned with the Transition Assistance Program. That again too is free. So with the availability of resources out there's no reason why a veteran or a transitioning military member can't find the resources they need to make a intelligent decision about starting a business.
Awesome. And for listeners, I'll add all of those to the show notes so you can click on those and easily find those. And some of those I'd heard of, but many of those I hadn't. So that's great that you outlined those. Well, the last question I always like to ask is just open-ended, and that's what have we not covered that you want to make sure that listeners know before we wrap up?
Well, the only thing, again, I would tell you to do is do your homework because, they say, what do they say? Most millionaires, they'll go bankrupt two or three times before they make their first million. I think we're living right now in an era of economic growth that is almost unheard of. We haven't seen economic growth in this country like we're seeing right now for years. So the business climate is very, very open to someone that has a good idea. And again, don't be afraid to talk to franchises and get as much franchise information as you can get. If you have a startup business, reach out to some of those resources that I spoke about and try to get an idea on how to go forward with your own startup. But now's the time. The money's cheap. If you're going to start a business, there's not a better time. I think the business climate's going to be very good for the next few years. There will be ups and downs, but if you see through those ups and downs and you have a good business plan, you'll be very successful. So I wish everyone out there that's listening to this who decides to start a business, I wish you the utmost success. And if you need a loan, please talk to me. I'll go over the loan product with you and give you the best advice I can give you at that time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Beyond the Uniform. There are over 200 free episodes at beyondtheuniform.io. They're classified by the industry of focus, the functional role the person plays, and more. Beyond the Uniform is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Justin Asiri. Our director of outreach, responsible for sponsorship and guest episodes, is Steve Bain. Our editor, responsible for the show notes and text transcripts for all episodes, is Kathleen Dillon. Our data analytics and insights advisor is Andrew Woolridge. If you are enjoying Beyond the Uniform, you can help us out by telling your veterans and friends in the military about this free resource. There is more information on the website about how you can sponsor an episode or donate to our program to help us grow the work that we're doing. Be sure to check out the coaching section of beyondtheuniform.io, where you can be paired with professional, subsidized coaches to help you figure out your next career move. You can sign up for our newsletter to be up to date on the latest happenings at Beyond the Uniform. And in each show notes section, there is a link to audible.com, which is providing a free audiobook of your choice to Beyond the Uniform listeners. You get a free book of your choosing, and Beyond the Uniform gets $15 to subsidize the cost of the show, regardless of whether you can continue with audible.com or not. Check that out and more in the show notes for this episode. Keep the feedback coming. Let me know what resources would help you in your career, and we'll do our best to make that happen. Take care, be safe, and I'll be back next week with more interviews with military veterans about their civilian career.